It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
I'll tell you, it's a bad day to stop sniffing glue.
Great movie.
Honestly, feels like that. I can't even believe sniffing glue was a thing.
Oh. The Whippets. Whipped cream.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
I never did it.
We didn't have that in my town.
I've seen it done.
Yeah, we didn't have that in my town. I didn't have friends that did Whippets, you know. Sniffing glue was before me, really. I mean, you know, middle 70s, 80s.
Sniffing everything,
80s.
Though, aren't yeah. they?
Scotty sniffs magic markers.
That's what I was going to say. Back in the day, like, you knew those kids that were sniffing the markers. They were like that instant brain dead.
Scotty would take the black magic marker and he'd wave it under his nose so he could smell it. And every once in a while, he'd hit his nose with it and get black on it, on the what's this little hair, the septum in the middle part. That was always funny to see. Do you still like smelling that?
What the hell are you talking about?
You like the smell of magic markers?
No, I didn't. Gas?
I know you, but we've talked about it.
I love the smell of mold grass.
I've seen you smell magic markers.
No, you haven't. You, my friend, you're high.
Yeah.
High.
And of course, I'm high.
Baked fresh.
Everything I say is fucking wrong. Yeah. None of my memories are real. But Scotty just gets to say, you're high, and everybody believes like that I'm just batshit crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I used to do that.
Thank you. That's all I was looking for. See how easy it was?
Sometimes I still do it, but Amy's like, don't. Put it down.
You really didn't?
No.
Oh, I guess one was you. Maybe it was Andy.
Yeah, no, I that's, oh. Yeah. Like I said, I love the smell of gas. Love the smell of fresh tar. Mm-hmm. Love the smell of freshly mowed grass.
Mm-hmm.
I think as a kid, that first smell of somebody lighting a cigarette I thought was good, and then it got bad.
But I like the smell initial of a burning lighting, match.
Yeah, maybe it was the match that I was smelling.
No,
I don't want to be around cigarettes, period.
I'm with you, Kelly. And I think it was my Pepe, who I slept over so I was all the time. In the morning, I remember the smell of his first cigarette. And it brings me back to like that warm feeling of being in that house. And then the
memory that's attached to
that. Yeah, so I actually love, like, not a cigarette, like as somebody mm-hmm. smoking it or the smell on somebody, but that first initial light of it, it just brings me to a happy place, which is weird.
Cigarette smoke does not bring me back to a happy place. That is just
there's never gross. A moment where I look back on that fondly.
Yeah.
Like I find it so awful. I don't want to breathe it. I'm not knocking anybody who does it. Cause I lived half my life almost. My parents did it, you know, so I just can't, I can't be around it. My dad for a while smoked a pipe, which I found eminently easier to smell and go, okay, that's a nice smell.
Yeah, we used to do cherry tobacco in our corn cob pipes when we went fishing. Yeah. And Uncle Joe, who wasn't even my uncle, but we'd go out fishing and he'd say, spit the tobacco on the worm and then you catch the big fish. So I would go out there with my corn cob pipe and my cherry tobacco and not even smoke it. And
you
spit
had a corn cob pipe.
I did. And but Uncle Joe told me that's how I was going to catch the big fish.
I went with a bunch of guys to a Bruins game. We stopped at some place in Boston. It was a cigar bar and no ventilation. And I almost died, actually. I don't want to even be around cigar smoke, let alone cigarettes. All right, whatever. But cigars, forget about it. Pungent. I didn't realize that you can puke. The first time you eat a lot of, like the first time you smoke a cigar, a lot of people vomit. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Yeah.
No, I don't know a lot
about
cigars.
It makes people first time out makes them puke. I don't know. I don't know why. Whatever.
How'd you know that? Did you smoke cigars or no?
No, I did smoke cigars for a while and cloves and all that stuff. But it was just like, you just realize you're not in. Don't inhale all that stuff. Just puff it. Same thing with the corn cob pipe. I was 16 years old with my pipe. Wasn't inhaling it. It was just
that's hilarious.
I learned it from our buddy, the Dr. Brock. We went to a Patriots game and everybody was smoking cigars when we got in the parking lot. And all of a sudden he's booting. And I'm like, what are you doing?
He goes, got lightheaded, dizzy.
Yeah, he did. I was like, I didn't even know that was a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you learn something new every day. Just like you're about to, friends, because we have a pop quiz that I can't do on the air.
Pop quiz!
I mean, we could.
Wow!
By the way, I have to, you know, it's these year-end things, you know, at the end of the year where you go back and you look at the year in review. Well, you know, I've collated three different articles from different places. Because once I saw what we got stuck in our penises in 2024, I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. And I took a look at it. And then 2 days later, in a different magazine, a regular everyday magazine, I saw what we got stuck in our vaginas in 2024. I'm like, holy smokes, that's the female version of the same thing. And then lo and behold, you know, on lane three, coming in from the outside, making a move on the finisher, what we got stuck in our rectums.
Damn,
so,
man killed them.
So, you know, I don't want to get gross, okay, but some of these items are very interesting.
And I want us all to be honest if we've done it.
No, this is not about whether or not you've done it. You can share if you've done it, but I highly doubt any of you have done this.
I bet you there's candy in there.
Okay, but what I'm going to do is, I figure the best way to handle this is I'm going to give you the object. I'm going to tell you what the object was, and you tell me who did it.
You think guy it was, or girl.
You think it was, yeah, guy or girl, okay?
And where?
Well, I mean, you'll be able to determine if where it is.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, okay. All right. The rectums would cover both, so I don't know what sex it was, but, you know, the other two would be obvious. Okay? Okay?
So no, you could just give me the object, and I could say vagina, penis.
You could, or rectum. You could do that. Yeah, you could do that. I thought maybe it would just be easier, guy or girl, but whatever. Or you could do both. Could be either one. Whatever you want to do. I don't really care. I just thought it was kind of funny. Would you like to start, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and I'll get answers from all of you. Where do I want to start first here? First off, let me just say, this is really out there. Like, I can't fathom the line of thinking where somebody says, I'm going to take these AirPods and I'm going to put them there. Like, I don't, what?
Yeah.
I mean, you realize you lose one of those, you got to buy a whole new set. You don't just get one. And what if, you know, are they inside? Are they playing? How effective is the Bluetooth
maybe
from the outside of your body to the inside?
Oh, I'm going female vagina because of the buzzing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm going a male and a rectum just because guys are dumb.
No, I'm going woman rock. She wanted her vagina rocked.
Right.
They have vibrators that hook up to Bluetooth that you can play a song with bass.
Well, the fun thing is that all of you are wrong. Which means it's a male.
I said male.
Yeah, but you said rectum.
Male rectum.
Yeah, not the rectum.
No.
Oh.
Whoa.
Right? I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Yeah, so this is, I mean, look, if this is, might not be for the faint of heart. I'm just warning you ahead of time. Yeah, the AirPods in 2024, some guy said, you know what I think I'm going to do with these? And this is from U.S. Consumer Reports, by the way. This isn't some flunky Maxim men's magazine where they make this stuff up, okay? U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. I said Consumer Reports. I was wrong. That's what I meant. Okay? Where the shot glass? Who used the shot glass? Scott.
Woman.
Woman.
Yep.
Nicely done.
Woman.
Yes.
Vagina. Easy.
Yep.
What?
Easy.
I got friends. I know what you do on a Saturday night.
Kelly Brown, you ready for this one?
Dear God.
Here we go. Next one. Now, listen closely. A toy fire truck.
But? Yes.
Toy fire truck. Correct answer is no. Laura. Toy fire truck.
Yeah, I mean, a woman's vagina seems logical.
Maybe in some circles. Not to me. Doesn't seem logical to me. But I don't even want to know.
First off, there's no need for the noise.
Don't even want to know.
You put the fire truck in, then the hose shows up.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Okay, a portion of a plastic screwdriver. Portion of a plastic screwdriver.
Going in the man's
male
doohickey.
Yeah. Butt.
No,
oh,
in the front.
Male.
No, not in the front.
It was in the butt.
It was the backside. It was not the pointed end. It was the handle, apparently, that went in the gentleman there. All right, here we go. This is fun. A xylophone mallet.
I'm going guy
butt. Yeah, I'm with you, guy butt.
It doesn't say the sex, but you are right in the location right there. Yeah, a xylophone mallet. Really, you got to be a music write a major, like a music major, probably in a college or something like that. That's what I'm thinking.
Got music coming out of his ass.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kelly. Awesome. Very, very funny. Very, very funny. Let's go with a, let's do a paper clip. A paper clip.
He undid it, stuck it in his little dookie.
Front. Yeah. That's the way to handle it, Scotty. Guy front.
He was trying to clean something out or something.
Yeah, that is wild. That is crazy.
Why?
Yeah. He had a blockage.
A rolled up magazine page, Scott McMullen. Where to go?
Guy butt.
Butt. I'm going butt. Wow.
Girl's situation.
Guy's front?
Did you say slituation?
Situation. No, I did not.
Nice. It sounded a lot good. Yeah. These are all at legitimate stories, you know, and you know, you can't, can you fathom, all right, doing something like this, doing it in the privacy room, whatever you do, that's your good thing, whatever. But then having to seek medical attention because of it, because that's the only way they get into these stats get released in 2024. Yep. This is the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. So this is actually a public, it's not purient or prurient, whatever the word is. I'm not trying to be, I'm just trying to be, hey, let's not do this, kids, because you can get hurt. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Like, for instance, a 12-inch ratchet extender. Patient has no idea why they did it.
Guy up his butt.
Guy's not bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You look at things and you go, hey, that might be good.
Well, I don't,
And
I don't,
it's an extender, so it's very easy.
Yeah, I don't get that. Mm. Don't get that right there. What else can I say?
Because he doesn't have any tools in the house.
All right, here we go. I do have tools, actually. Thank you. A bag of soil.
Oh, my.
A bag of soil.
Woman.
Tried to simulate a ding-dong.
Yeah.
No, a guy. Oh. Yep.
Is there anything you want to say about how sick women can be sometimes?
Like, you know, the thing is you know men are just stupid.
Yes.
Right? You're like, we'll use anything as a gender a lot. Not for me, but I'm just saying, you know. But when women, like, a bag of soil? Wow, dude. Crazy. Shampoo bottle, Laura.
As a woman.
Where? Front, back?
Front.
Yeah, no.
Back, everywhere. I mean, she just put it in any hole.
Back.
You don't know she didn't put it in the front first.
I don't, but I'm just saying this is what I got here. A phone charging cable. A phone charging cable.
Man.
Oh, we're going with the guy in the front again.
Yeah.
What's going on there? There must be some. Is there some sort of sensitivity that drives
you're asking
man
me like
crazy?
like I know the answer.
Well, you've got the research stuff.
I've got is the stats on what was found, not the reason it was put there. Although on some of them, it does say patient has no idea how it got there.
Well, what is that?
I can't explain.
I don't know
mankind as a thing. I
fell on it.
Can't do it.
You fell on a hand grenade.
Yeah. Let me see. What else is there? Hold on. What was this? Something. Hold on. This is. It took a piece of plastic coated paper from a milk container, rolled it tightly, wrapped it with tape, and is a size greater than a crayon, inserted it as far as they could.
What was the size again at the beginning? The very beginning?
Took a piece of a plastic coated paper from a milk carton.
Jesus.
Guy
man
front.
Took a piece of plastic. That sounds like a do a zoom do. Does anybody remember that?
No.
That's arts and crafts right there, Scotty.
Okay.
You take a piece of plastic coated paper from a milk container, rolled it tightly, wrapped it up with tape to the size greater than a crayon, and then.
Yeah.
Cooking spray.
Well, it's got to be a woman.
Why? Can't be a guy up his butt?
No, I mean.
I'm going that
I'm
way.
I'm going
guy up the butt.
I don't know what sex it is, but you are right. It would be the backside. Look,
why
NPR's got nothing on us. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I mean we're giving you the goods here.
Yeah,
nothing as good as a xylophone mallet. That might be
ring.
My favorite.
The music coming out of his ass. Bro.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate that. A broomstick. No, I don't even want to. Okay.
A woman.
No.
But.
Well, I don't know. It could be a woman or a man. I don't know. The tale of a toy dinosaur.
Man.
No, woman.
Man.
Front.
Front.
You're both, you could be right in the sex, but you're both wrong in the direction.
Back.
Payson said they slipped in the bathtub and landed on a shark toy.
The old shark
toy. Imagine if it was legit, like that's really what happened to the guy.
You got
it. Slipped in the tub and fell and in the back.
That one guy, but it's like, no, seriously.
No, really.
I fell down.
Really?
In the shower.
Yeah. Well, there's light bulb and there's also light bulb, comma, broken. So,
but.
Thank you, Scotty. Yeah, that's fun.
I got an idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, these are all real now. These are legitimate medical cases from 2024. Motorized tire pump inserted and was insufflated for a duration of 5 minutes.
Insufflated?
That's the word. It's insufflated. Yes, so it was inflated.
I think they maybe did it.
Inflated?
I'm just telling you. Motorized tire pump right there.
Man.
In the backside.
Yep, sorry, you are both crazy. See, women aren't that crazy. Like, women aren't that crazy. Nobody's putting the tire pump. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but they're going to do it with gardening soil.
Whatever. I'm just saying. It's not a tire pump and they inflate it. That's just a dude. That's out there, man. That's out there. What else can I tell you? Marbles, darts, plastic lemons, all those things. Yeah, okay.
When life gives you lemons.
Yep, make lemonade.
Stick them in your ass.
Backside. Okay. Thank you very much. What else do I got here? Curling iron. Curling iron.
A woman butt.
Yeah. Oh, woman vagina. Hopefully she let it cool off.
Yeah. Some of them are long. I can't.
Some of them are, yeah.
I would think so.
Why you stick them in there? What do we got?
I'm just going to read it to you. I'm not going to ask you the question. Was roughhousing with her husband, who lifted her up and accidentally dropped her on a hot dog cooker.
Hot dog cooker. So she took a whole dog cooker.
No. She was hurt. It wasn't like a sex thing. She actually fell and injured her private area. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. That wasn't like a.
What are they doing so close to a hot dog cooker?
You see the wieners and you're like, yeah, hey, I want some.
But again, this could be someone who was innocent and just like,
you want my wiener?
We got to tell them. How do we tell them who's going to believe
us? How does it burn her situation unless she's naked?
I don't know if
it burned. Did you say situation?
I don't know how it got burned or if it got burned. I just know there was an injury. Okay. What else can I tell you about? Keys.
Guy. Butt.
Girl front. Unlock this, buddy.
Where are the keys?
Come get them.
Every time she closes her legs, like, beep, beep, you can reach your car outside. Beep, beep. All right, where else? Anything else here? Yeah, pretty much there's more, but I just, plastic triceratops.
Guy front.
Wrong.
Girl front.
What'd you say?
Girl front.
There you go. This is a trip down reality. This is the kind of thing when Laura started the show and we would, go over articles like this, she'd be like, you guys have showed me the dark side of humanity I didn't even know existed.
Now she goes home and tries it.
Now look at this, I'm getting 90% of them right.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And you've got ideas for the coming year.
Yep. Yeah, but you're smart, though. You're smart.
2025. Give me that T-Rex and those keys.
Okay. I'm so glad the kids didn't put their toys away.
Okay. Anything else? Let me see. For the ladies, in the backside, some of the things we didn't get to. AA batteries, 3 AAA batteries, 1 D battery.
Plastic, D battery.
Plastic baby bottle. Let me see here. Cigarette lighter, metal toilet paper holder, marbles, darts, and a plastic lemon. Some of the other things we didn't get for the ladies. Let me see here. A spork, a bar. Had to get it from KFC, man.
Yep.
They're the only place you get the spork, an egg, a bar of soap, pencils, deodorant, perfume bottle, curling iron, dry erase marker, all those things, climbing peg, finger puppet.
Finger puppet.
Also, and the men, frontal set, the thermometer, the phone charger cable, a domino, that hurts, the ring from a Powerade bottle, glue, handle of a plastic spoon, Yeah, there you go. You get the idea. Yeah. Well, there it is, kids. There's your year in insertion. That's what we just called it.
That one hurt.
The year in insertion, okay? Not for the faint of heart, but there's your buzz 24/7 today. Don't say we never gave you anything, okay?
No, we're gonna.
Okay? Don't say we never gave you anything. All right? Enjoy the rest of your day. We will see you tomorrow. We've got 3-day passes for Boston Calling Friends. That's going to happen tomorrow, right? We'll see you then.